The Bible says there's a season for everything, a time to grieve and a time to dance. And this is especially important to understand if you're in the midst of grief right now. Be patient. It'll take some time before you feel ready to embrace life as normal. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Imagine looking out your window at a tornado bearing down on your home. The wind is howling and the roof and walls are tearing loose around you. Obviously, that's not the time to stand around and make plans for an upcoming party. No, you should be rushing to a safe place to weather the storm. Times such as these aren't when we look ahead. Instead, it's important to concentrate on surviving. Emotional storms demand a similar response. If a loved one has died, for example, and your life has been torn loose around you, I hope you'll give yourself space to grieve. Often the demands of life force people back into a daily routine before they're ready, and that's why it's wise to seek help. With a trusted guide, you'll find that you can rebuild and begin to look forward to finding fullness and joy once again. In the meantime, for this season of life, allow yourself to find that healing. And there'll be a time for dancing when the seasons change once again. If you'd like to talk through your grief with one of our counselors, call us at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.